with SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. The Keystone XL pipeline might be revived. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
During talks at the White House this past week, Canadian Prime Minister Carney raised the prospect of reviving the Keystone XL pipeline project with President Trump. That's according to a Canadian government official. The project was killed 4 years ago after Joe Biden canceled the permit. The pipeline was to transport crude from Western Canada to Nebraska. The Canadian official says Donald Trump was receptive to the idea. Greg Clugston, Washington.
It's back to work tomorrow for Wall Street, with many wondering whether the market's recent gains are a thing of the past.
A renewal of U.S.-China trade tensions dealt a body blow to the stock market on Friday. The Dow plunged almost 880 points for a loss of close to 2%. The Nasdaq fell 3.5%. The S&P tumbled more than 2.5%. China's newly announced restrictions on rare earth materials exports and President Trump's threat of 100% tariffs on Chinese imports in response to what he calls a hostile act sent the market into a tailspin. Rich Thomason, Washington.
President Trump is now on his way to the Middle East before boarding Air Force One. President Trump said everybody is cheering the peace deal, including Arab leaders. The White House says the president will take part in a series of events in Israel and Egypt to mark the first phase of his peace plan for Gaza. Heavy security is in place for Mr. Trump's expected arrival in Israel early tomorrow morning. A federal appeals court is blocking National Guard troops from being deployed in Illinois. The court Saturday said the troops in Chicago can stay under the control of the federal government, but that they cannot be deployed while the case makes its way through the courts. This is SRN News. A new poll asks Americans of faith about journalism.
The numbers come from the Public Religion Research Institute, and they find that 45% of white Catholics and 44% of white mainline Protestants say they trust the country's traditional mainstream news sources, compared to just 29% of white evangelical Protestants. What's of note here is that less than half of any of those groups trust the mainstream media at all. And the poll also finds that large percentages of religious Americans don't pay any attention to the news at all. Michael Harrington reporting.
A former Wyoming library director who was fired amid an uproar over inappropriate books in the children's section will be paid $700,000 after settling a lawsuit. Terry Leslie was fired as the library system director in Campbell County in 2023, 2 years into the book dispute at the library in Gillette. This is SRN News. A dog in Florida proves to be an elderly woman's best friend.
Eeyore the dog is now a hero after leading a Florida sheriff's deputy to a missing 86-year-old woman after her husband reported her missing when she didn't return from her walk. Deputies spotted Eeyore in the road.
Baby, where's your mama?
The dog led Deputy Miller to a nearby spot where the woman had fallen.
He came up to your car. Mm-hmm.
She was amazed that Eeyore rescued her.
I'm not even his owner. I'm his grandmother.
Oh, you're such a good boy.
As the woman waited to be taken to the hospital, the dog did not leave her side.
Grandma loved you.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The woman had some minor injuries, but is doing okay. Diane Keaton, the Oscar-winning star known for films like Annie Hall and The Godfather, has passed away at 79 years of age. More details at srnnews.com.